Okay, so the Kuzari explains that there are really three primary emotions of religion. So we have Ava, we have Yira, and Simcha. And perhaps we can explain this as really corresponds to the theory of Gollum. So Pesach is Ava, Shavuos is Yira, and Sukkot is Simcha. Let's explain this idea. So when it comes to Pesach, so where do we find the themes of Ava? So first, tomorrow we're going to be reading Shashim. Shashim is all about the relationship, the Ava that exists between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu. But as the Rambam writes in his Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, how does a person reach Avos Hashem? So a person is mizbognin and niflos of the Borei, and then they come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that love brings a person to want to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that eventually brings them to Yira. Now, if you think about it, that's really what Pesach and Shavuos are all about. Pesach, let's say, there we're contemplating and ruminating about the great miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us in Mitzrayim. That causes us to want to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu more, a.k.a. the giving of the Torah and Shavuos. And that Ava leads us to Yira. So essentially, the Ava that we engender within ourselves on Pesach, and realizing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now when it comes to Shavuos, when it comes to Maimon Har Sinai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, so I created Yiras HaRomimus. And that balance now between the proper Ava and Yira, that leads to the Simcha of Sukkot. Because what's Simcha? So Simcha, as the Ma'al explains, is Shlemus. It's when everything is in perfect equilibrium. The Moshe Schwab explains that the reason why there's an obligation of Simchas Yantif to eat meat and drink wine, at least according to the Rambam, is because there's otherwise a tug of war between what the Nefesh wants and what the Guf wants, meaning that the Nefesh wants something which is Ruchnius, the Guf wants something which is physical, so it's going to be a tug of war. But Simcha can only come from a place of Shlemus. So it's therefore on Yantif, when there's an obligation of Simcha, the Torah says that we also have to entertain the guf as well. So there's an obligation to have meat and to have wine, because now the guf and the neshama want the same thing. So there's an equilibrium between the guf and the neshama, and that creates and engenders a sense of simcha. So that's the simcha of Sukkot, because now it's the proper balance between the ava of Pesach and the yira of Shavuos, and that leads to the perfect equilibrium. Now we're able to be in simcha in the state of Sukkot. And really this idea, we also find it in the three Avos as well, the Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. So the Torah writes in Sim Tuf Yed Zayin that the three Avos correspond to the Gimel Regalim. The Pesach is Avram, Shavuos is Yitzhak, and Sukkot is Yaakov Avinu. And we know Avram Avinu, Avram Ohavi, Avram's Avo, Yitzhak Avinu is Yira, he's Gemidas Din Gvura. Then Yaakov is the Tiferes Shlemos that is so able to balance out and be the equilibrium between Avram and Yitzhak. So essentially, we really have three regalim. We have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. We have three Avos, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And we really have three primary mitos. We have the Avo, we have the Yira, and then we have what's able to balance those out to form the perfect equilibrium between that balance between the Avo and the Yira.